Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At the tail end of summer wedding season, and one of the traditions that I love to see at a wedding is the bouquet toss. Tells you a lot about a person, of how they react to the bouquet toss.
Well, yeah, like how rapid they are when it comes to wanting to get married.
Sure, there are certainly a lot of women out there who they will cut you for the bouquet.
Yep,
and they are not afraid to make that very known up front.
Yes,
but there are also women like the one I heard about from a friend over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He went to a wedding. And he told me about a bridesmaid. And you've seen this go down. I actually imagine this happening to you, Whitney.
Oh, good.
She gets dragged onto the dance floor. You know, the reception's going great. Everyone's having a fun time. Everyone's dancing. The DJ gets on the mic. All right, everybody, it's time. It's time for the bouquet toss.
That sounds like a 1940s radio call.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the DJ?
Yeah, that was the DJ. Thanks.
Okay, great.
Blowing that up.
Great.
So there she is. Clearly not about it. Doesn't want to be on the dance floor for this. Doesn't want to be a part of this bouquet toss. But she's physically dragged out there by the other bridesmaids. Obviously, didn't look happy.
Yeah. This is me. You're describing my life.
I think I really am. And, you know, that's when it happens. It's like a sports movie. He described it as seeing this go down in slow motion. The bride's up there. There's the group of women behind her.
Mm-hmm.
And she launches that bouquet up into the air, flying gracefully through the air. And as he's watching, that bouquet has decided who it wants to go to.
No! Does it make a turn?
It is headed directly for that woman who was dragged out on the dance floor. Coming right to her.
Oh.
And he said, she ended up diving out of the way like it was on fire.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
So amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, did not want to be a part of that at all.
Is there any scientific evidence? Are there any statistics, any numbers that prove that if you catch the bouquet, you actually get married?
I mean, I would assume probably not.
Probably not, but there's probably been studies.
It's tradition. You know, it's a fun thing. I mean, some people take it really seriously. The last wedding that I was a groomsman in, it was my buddy Pat who got married, and his wife Kim, who I also went to school with. Her family, unbeknownst to me, had decided that her brother was going to catch the garter. So the garter toss also still a thing.
Mm.
Well, because guys don't catch the bouquet.
No, but the garter toss, the whole garter thing really weirds me out.
Of course it
it's
does.
It's weird.
Germs.
It's like, it's like overly sexual.
Whatever. It's the same thing as the bouquet toss.
No,
basically.
It's except that the guy's like going up her dress and grabbing it with his teeth
She shot this one into the crowd. Same exact situation as the bouquet toss.
Yeah, but did the groom fetch it?
Probably.
Yeah, see, it always makes me uncomfortable.
Either way, still same situation as, again, the bouquet toss, right?
Yeah.
So, again, unbeknownst to me, it was predetermined that her little brother was going to catch that because that family really wanted her little brother to get married next.
So you stepped in and you were the jerk.
Well, again, you know, it's like a sports movie. Slow motion.
Your life is a sports movie, Corey.
My friend in slow motion taking the garter off of his wife's leg with his teeth.
Ew.
And then throwing it into the crowd. And just like that bridesmaid I told you about, that garter had a destiny. That garter was meant for me.
Really?
Came right at me. And that's when it happened. Again, slow motion. I see it coming right for me. I jump in the air to go grab it. You know, like the 3 inches off the ground that I can get.
Right.
I'm almost to the peak of my jump. when I feel a force pulling me back.
Oh.
What if the other groomsman grabbed onto me?
What?
And pulled me to the ground.
What? To the ground?
To the ground.
Oh my lord, that is aggressive.
Like I was an NFL punt returner. Oh. Pulls me down. And the garter falls in front of me. And of course, I scramble to go after it.
You're a savage. You'll stop at nothing.
The bride's little brother does the same exact thing. We're going for it. And again, just like with that jump, I feel a tug at my leg. And that same groomsman.
Oh my god!
Is pulling me backwards.
What is with these people?
Away from the garter.
Oh my god!
And just out of my grasp, I see the bride's little brother.
How little are we talking
scoop
here?
Scoop up that garter. Ah, he was like 23, 24.
Oh, he wasn't like a teenager.
Well, I mean, he was a little shorter guy. Okay. So I guess he was actually.
Because you keep saying little brother, like.
Well, yeah, he was like, I don't know, 5'6". So okay. I had a bit of a leaping advantage over him.
Oh, yeah.
Scoops it away, and he gets it. And there I am, just laying on the ground with a man holding onto my leg.
Total defeat.
Pretty much. And, I mean, you brought up a little bit ago, Whitney, is there any, research behind catching the garter or catching the bouquet and actually being the next one to get married? Mm-hmm. Probably not. But I will tell you this. That little brother is getting married in October.
And when was the wedding again?
No, it was like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
But still.
So.
Before me. Yeah. I assume that I would have.
Six of one, half dozen of the other.
What would have
happened?
I assume that would have been me had I got that garter. But
well.
No. All right, we've got Maria from Kendall on the line, and you can relate to the dangers of the wedding bouquet toss.
I was at my cousin's wedding, and we were all getting ready for the wonderful bouquet toss. and I was in line. I didn't really want to be, but I was. And some older woman decided that it would be a great idea to punch my 18-year-old face.
This is so insane!
And rip out the nose ring that I had gotten a week prior.
So, okay, so you got to walk us through this. So was this like as the bouquet is in midair and she just thought like it was going to go to you and that was her best chance to get it?
I guess so.
Now, you say she was an older woman. How old are we talking here?
We were talking like mid-30s, maybe 40s.
Oh okay, okay. So now when you said older, my first thought was like
a grandmother.
Yeah,
like hitting with her walker.
No.
Give me that, kid.
Oh, yeah. Still. So she punches you in the face.
Yes.
Did she get the bouquet?
No.
See? What the hell?
Unbelievable.
So
unbelievable.
What happens after that? You get punched in the face, your nose ring's ripped out, the bouquet is gone to some other woman.
There's blood everywhere.
Yeah. After I saw that she didn't catch the bouquet, I kind of pulled her off and then sat back down at my table. And then the next day I had to go get my nose ring here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's horrible.
That is unbelievable. I'm shocked you didn't, like, fight her back and start a full-on brawl.
I mean, it was a family wedding.
God. Oh. I never knew that these bouquet tosses turned into like ICP concerts.
Yeah, seriously.
Neither did I. Oh.
This is horrifying. It's like something out of a horror movie.
Maria, thank you for sharing. And I hope that you still go to weddings and steer clear of the crowd when the bouquet toss happens.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.